Elaine is the remote.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern won a landslide victory in New Zealand's general election Saturday. She has gained an unprecedented outright majority, and with it, the chance to implement her and her party's reform agenda. With two-thirds of the vote counted, her center-left party is forecast to take 64 seats in the 120-member parliament. No leader has achieved an absolute majority since New Zealand adopted a proportional voting system in 1996, which led to a succession of multi-party governments. While the count has not been finalized, the figures were enough for opposition leader Judith Collins to concede after phoning Ardern. Her Conservative National Party was expected to take around 35 seats in what appears to be its worst result in nearly 20 years. Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says he's not quitting. After tens of thousands of anti-government protesters defied a ban on demonstrations, and he warned them not to persist. The ban on gatherings of more than five people was imposed early on Thursday after nearly 3 months of protests that have called for a reduction in the powers of Thailand's king, as well as for the removal of Prayuth. Protesters defied the ban and staged one of the biggest demonstrations in Bangkok on Thursday evening. "I'm not quitting," Prayuth told reporters after an emergency cabinet meeting. "The government must use the emergency decree. We have to proceed because the situation became violent. It's being used for 30 days or less if the situation eases." This is all the Prayuth speaking. Protesters say the removal of Prayuth, who first took power in a 2014 coup, saying that he engineered last year's election to keep hold of power. He says the election was fair. Protesters also want a new constitution to replace one drafted under military rule. This is VOA News. Rescuers raced against time early Saturday to find survivors of a fresh missile attack, which has killed at least 10 people and wounded 40 others in Azerbaijan's second largest city of Ganj. Azerbaijan accused Armenia of the attack that destroyed residential homes in the latest sign that a Russian-brokered ceasefire agreed last Saturday had broken down. The deal was to allow the sides to swap detainees and the bodies of those killed. More than 10 people were killed and 40 others wounded, an Azerbaijani presidential aide said in a tweet. Armenian and Azeri forces fought new clashes on Friday, defying hopes of ending nearly 3 weeks of fighting over the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. French authorities say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Chechen. France's anti-terrorism prosecutor's office says authorities investigating the horrific killing of the teacher on Friday have also arrested nine suspects, including the grandparents, parents, and the 17-year-old brother of the attacker. The teacher had discussed caricatures of Islam's prophet Muhammad with his class, authorities said. Chechnya is a predominantly Muslim Russian republic in the North Caucasus. Two wars in the 1990s triggered a wave of immigration, with many Chechens heading for Western Europe. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is facing new legal charges over alleged illegal financing of his successful election campaign in 2007. This is according to the Financial Prosecutor's Office. Sarkozy, who once again claimed his innocence on his Facebook page, has now been indicted for conspiracy in the inquiry over alleged Libyan financing of his campaign. In 2018, Sarkozy, who was president of France between 2007 and 2012, had been indicted for illegal financing and passive corruption. Sarkozy, who claims he's victim of a plot in this case, is the second former French president to stand trial after the late Jacques Chirac. The White House quietly told Tennessee early this week that a statewide mask mandate must be implemented to curb its growing spread of COVID-19. The White House and Republican Governor Bill Lee did not discuss the recommendations publicly before a report emerged in a records request and was first reported by a local television station. Lee has let counties decide whether to require masks in public. The report takes the strongest tone to date in urging Tennessee to act, though Lee has made it clear for months that he does not think masks should be required across the state. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Be remote. I'm Laurel Goodman for VOA News.